For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Last week, I was in Hartford, Connecticut, reporting on the Illicit Drugs Burden and Policy Symposium. Now, let us hear from Marilda Garanda, president of Aetna Foundation.
When Dr. Painter came to me about this conference, I was absolutely delighted, and we really are honored at Aetna that we are your financial partner, or one of your financial partners on this. It is very important. One thing that I want to talk about, as you set out to look at, as the mayor said, what we call at Aetna the low-hanging fruit, sort of the quick fixes, but also the back burner issues and the issues that sometimes we don't, in our daily life, don't get to talk about because we're just so concerned. Whether you're a police officer, a social worker, and whatever you are doing and you're in the trenches on the drug war, you have so much to do today that it's really hard to think about the root causes. You know, I have had a chronic depression and a deep issue since I was in college, and everything I have achieved in my life, my law degree, my career at Aetna, my wonderful son who is 30 years old, I've done all of that with that kind of an illness. But an awful lot of that has been because of the support systems that I have had. There are a lot of young people, particularly in our urban areas, who have the stressors and the triggers to become mentally ill very early. And unfortunately, we really don't have, in this great country of ours, the allocation of resources to this very serious problem. So we at Aetna are trying to do what we can. Depression is a priority for the Aetna Foundation, and we are making grants locally as well as nationally. The mayor has exercised incredible leadership with our mental health task force and homelessness. We know that it is all really related to oftentimes the mental health issues. No one person or institution can solve this problem, but I just put that out there because it is a personal issue for me in terms of the depression, and I can see where if I had not had the kind of support that I've had throughout my life, I too might have wound up as one of the problem people in terms of drugs. And it's important to Aetna as a company, and we're doing our little bit, but it really does take truly a village.
And it's going to take a village. It's going to take people standing up and becoming full citizens of this nation before we end this drug war. We've got cops, DEA, health officials, city officials, people wanting to make a change, but they need you to stand up and say, it's okay. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.